You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
William Hill's non-runner insurance returns for the Cheltenham Festival 2018. If your anti-post fancy misses the festival, then you'll get your money back in cash. Any runner, any race, and to any stake, you're covered with non-runner insurance here at William Hill, and we'll get your money back if your horse doesn't run at the festival. Terms and conditions apply. Available only on bets placed after 8 a.m. on January the 6th.
Let's look at another of the championship races throughout the week. The Stayers Hurdle, which of course takes place on Thursday. Sam Spinner is the 4-1 market leader.
Is he really?
He is, yeah. Fawheen 6-1. Apples Jade 7-1. Super Sunday 7-1. 10-1 for Finian's Oscar. Penhill also 10s. It's then 12s for Lamy Serge. And you know what I mean, Harry. Yanworth also 12s. 14-1 Bacardi's and the new one. 16s Beer Goggles and La Bagawar. Mona Lee and Hullstone and Willoughby Court as well, also 16-1 and 20s or bigger for the others. I'd love to see Sam Spinner go and win the Stayers Hurdle, because his form has been superb this year. I like his attitude. I like the way he jumps his hurdles, and it'd be a great story for the North as well. And Jed O'Keefe, not the biggest yard, you know, if they were to go down and win a championship race like that, I think it'd be a great story.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a tremendous strike rate, this horse. He's never been out of the first two, and he's risen up from running at the small tracks like Catterick Bridge, and now he's winning. You know, he won a big race at Ascot, didn't he, over Christmas, and he was described in commentary that day as being absolutely relentless, and that's a perfect way to describe him, because he just keeps on galloping, he keeps on jumping, and it would be a great story. I'm an Apples Jade fan. If she goes here, she might well go for the mares, but she's the one that she proved over Christmas that she stayed the trip when she beat Super Sunday at Leopardstown in that race, which was marred by what happened to Nichols Canyon, but it was still a fantastic race between the two. But she might go the route that she's gone before and obviously prove successful in the mares. But if she did come here in receipt of weight, she'd be the one that I'd side with. Fahim won't run in this.
No.
I'd be amazed if he
I would
ran
be absolutely
this.
Astounded. So, that would be the biggest shock of the festival for me if he turned up in this race.
Yeah.
7-1 Apples Jade in the market at the moment. What do you make of it, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, Sam Spinner, it's hard to knock him, really, what he's achieved for Jed O'Keefe and the North so far. You know, he won the what was the fixed brush hurdle, and really emphatic style off a mark of 139, and then stepped into Grade 1 company in the long walk at Ascot. And although Lamy Serge travelled all over him in the closing stages, it was his attitude to dig deep and see off a horse that, you know, maybe just doesn't put it all in a finish. But, you know, the one thing that I would worry about Sam Spinner, particularly at 4-1 mark, is his lack of experience at a track like Cheltenham. That would concern me a little bit. You know, he's going to be taking on horses here with a lot of course form. So 4-1 is short enough. The one I like is the one that's reverting back to hurdles. Hopefully, you know, he gets his eye in over hurdles rather than, you know, go straight from fences to the Stayers Hurdle. And that's Finian's Oscar. You know, to step him back to 2 miles at Sandown, you know, the wheels kind of fell off a little bit in terms of his chasing career, because they went too fast for him early and he struggled with his jumping in the early part of the race. His jumping wasn't fantastic at Ascot on his final start, but there was still room for improvement, and he's still only 6, so there's plenty of time to go back further down the line to chase, and I think this is personally a good choice. You know, he won a Grade 1 hurdle last year at Aintree, beating a what would have been a promising type in Captain Forrest. Finished 2nd behind Bacardi's at Punchestown. You know, he's a little bit of a forgotten horse, but, you know, I would just like to see him have that prep over hurdles before he goes to Cheltenham, and at 10-1, Finian's Oscar is the one that appeals in the Stayers Hurdle.
Yeah, he's 10-1 there, Finian's Oscar. That's the pick for Craig then. Apples Jade, the selection for Gareth at this point. Just want to get your quick thoughts on a couple of others. You know what I mean, Harry? Yanworth and the new one, horse we know plenty about. all big prices, 12-1, 12-1 and 14-1 respectively. Any of those get involved if they turn up?
I don't think, you know what I mean, Harry's going to be good enough behind, you know, and he's has got form. Yanworth.
Yeah, I'd say out of the three, Yanworth.
Would be the one,
yeah. His chasing career has not really gone amazingly well to plan. No. He did win at Cheltenham, and he was quite gutsy in winning that race, but he was ultimately all out, and if Connections decide to take him back over the smaller obstacles, which wouldn't be the wildest thing ever, I think he'd have a chance, because he proved in the champion hurdle last year he was nowhere near quick enough for that sort of test.
Yeah.
So 3 miles would be the obvious way to go.
Yeah.
Of the grade ones, this is going to be by far the most competitive. You know, with the novice chasers reverting back to hurdles, you know, Willoughby Court is a horse that they're now talking this race could well be on his agenda. Yanworth looks like he could well revert back. Bacardi's, you know, a horse that, let's not forget, Bacardi's went a 4-1 to beat Willoughby Court in last year's Neptune. Mm. And then he beat Finian's Oscar in a grade one at Punchestown. You know, real nice horses as Bacardi. So all these horses, novice chasers, reverting back to hurdles has added that extra spice to this year's race. And I personally feel, you know, of the grade one contest, this will be the most competitive. And I think we'll see a big field this year. So it should be a really good race.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.